What it do, people? It's your man Animal Brown checking in. Episode 292 of the On Deck TV podcast is here. We're continuing March Madness as it is still in March. This is the junior episode, man. We're talking hip hop kids. All right, we got a couple questions. Is it too hard to grow up in the spotlight of your hip hop parent? What should they do? Should they continue to rap? Many other questions we have on this episode. It is brought to you by Realville Media Group. Do me a favor, go to realvillemedia.com. Check out all the shows on the network.
All the shows on the network consist of the Full Sport Press podcast. We have Jay Hove, we have Howeezy, and we got Big Jeff over there. And the FSP cameraman are holding it down. This was episode 263. It was the NCAA March Madness recap. They're letting you know what they did and what they went over as far as their selections for the NCAA. Also, check out the Fresh for Dummies podcast. Brand new edition with Jay Hove and Animal Brown every other week, coming to you on the 1st and 15th. Make sure you check that out. Also, subscribe to all the YouTube pages that are associated with the Realville Media Network. Brand new episode coming to you right now.
Do what the business is.
It's another week in the books. It's the On Deck TV podcast. I am Spike Lou.
Man, holla at your boy Animal Brown. Animal underscore Brown if you're looking for me on Instagram, Twitter, and Snap.
What it do? What'd you have up this weekend?
What I do? I went to the movies. Now, actually, hold on. Before I went to the movies, I locked myself out the house.
Your cop friend help you?
No, he's not there yet. Oh. I wish. I was looking for him. I knocked on his door. He wasn't there. I locked myself out the house, so I had to roam around parts of Atlanta that I had never roamed before.
What do you mean, roam around parts of Atlanta?
I had to find something to do. Oh. The missus was gone. She was getting her hair done. She wasn't stunning me.
Oh, you ain't got like ring or nothing like that?
What does that do? Does that unlock my door?
Yeah, from your phone. You
just hit the that's hard. I need ring then.
You know, no.
Damn, I didn't know that.
Tough.
They are sponsor for the day then. Yeah, ring, I'm copping that.
You hit them with the boom, boom, and you right through the front door.
But then I also did go see Us, just like a lot of other people in the world did. I enjoyed it. I didn't think it was the best movie in the world, but I thought it was pretty good. How about you?
I checked out Us as well. I was not as entertained as a lot of people were that went to see it. I didn't think he committed to it being scary or being a thriller as far as the Get Out. I think that he just kind of rode the middle wave and expected us to like it because he was Jordan Peele. But I do appreciate the effort. I wouldn't deter anyone from going to see it and making their own assumptions. I didn't like it, though.
Producer M Extra, are you on social media?
What's going on? It's your boy M Extra 3 on all things social media. How you guys doing?
Chilling, man. Did you watch the movie?
I did. I thoroughly enjoyed it. Jordan Peele with another home run.
Yeah, he 2 for 2.
2 for 2 for sure.
It reminded me of M. Night Shyamalan when he came out the gate. That's what he's giving me, 2019 M. Night. Just kind of thinking outside the box with the concepts of the movies and shit. You know what I'm saying? I think, and I'm interested to see what he's going to do next, too. I'm fucking with it. I thought the movie was hard.
He going
to
be able to do whatever he want next.
That's what I'm saying.
Chase that bag for this one.
Blank check, too.
Yeah. I'm eager to see if he's going to stay in this genre or, like, try to branch out and do something, like, really different from what we're used to seeing. Since he's going to, like, no one's going to tell him no for any idea that he has.
I think he's a big horror fan. He actually wanted to do this. Is like his passion right here.
Yeah, I was listening to an interview that he did on Channel 33's podcast, and he said that this is the biggest fear. His like most the scariest thing in the world to him was seeing someone that looks like him across the bay in the train.
I can see that though. That'd be some weird shit though.
I think that's why I didn't like it. Like I get the effort and I get what people are saying about it, like the underlying stuff, but as a like just being a scary movie, that's not scary to me. Like seeing someone that looks just like you on the other side of the thing, that the premise of that's not really scary to me.
Well, in this instance, they were murderers though. So in that instance, but your mirror image of you was trying to kill you, that'd be pretty scary.
Right, but the original premise of it's not just
so if you saw somebody just outside who looked just like you, that wouldn't freak you out.
That'd be strange as fuck.
It wouldn't
bro.
Scare me. Freak me out kind of like weird ish maybe, but I wouldn't be scared. Oh. And I guess that's why I just didn't get the scary of it.
All you gotta do is watch Ghost Dog. You and Forrest Whitaker look exactly alike.
Ghost!
So all you gotta do is watch Ghost Dog.
That's
and you'll see a nigga that looks just like you.
What is Ghost Dog?
Bro, Forrest Whitaker, that's hilarious. You gonna let him get away with that?
You laughed a little too hard.
Nah, bro, that's funny as hell.
It's accurate as hell.
He'll have one coming up.
Yeah, you better have a good one. Believe it. Yeah. Please, that was an uppercut, mean uppercut, vicious right there.
You need some more gas?
No, I'm just saying.
You got a tank?
I just want to make sure.
You got the propane with you?
We need to get you that stuff that's smelly to get you under your nose to wake you up. Put your ass on the ropes.
Your battery back. Your battery still charged?
Oh, shit.
Come on.
All right, man, let's get to this music shit. First and foremost, rest in peace to Tech N9ne, the Philly battle rap legend, not Tech N9ne from Kansas City. This rapper was a battle rap pioneer that also ended up commentating on the culture as well. He passed away last week, and a lot of rappers online show love. I saw Kendrick. I saw several people talking about him. I know we get knocked all the time for not necessarily speaking on battle rap that often because neither one of us are really that into it like that. But rest in peace to Tech N9ne. He clearly had an impact on the culture because I seen a gang of people talking about
him. Yeah, condolences to him and what he had going on, man. I seen a lot of people speaking on it as well, so much respect to what he has done for the battle rap community.
Absolutely. We're going to do a battle rap episode
for the hip-hop culture overall.
Oh, y'all want to do a battle rap podcast? Get at us. We'll produce it.
Okay, yeah, not an episode.
I don't talk about it.
Yeah, I don't know enough. I'm going to be real. All right, let's get to this.
I'll guest. I'll feature. They can put me on game, too.
Nah, I'll take that.
You follow with MX?
A dibble and dabble. I don't.
Sparingly.
Yeah. Skim through it.
Gotcha.
Fair enough. Let's get to these topics, man. Got a full slate today. First things first, Kodak Black. That's your man.
Kodak Black.
Kodak, he's been on a media tear lately.
Let's go.
First, he had a very awkward back and forth with Young M.A. Then he claimed he got into a fight with Sticky Fingers from Onyx on a tour bus. Mm-hmm. Very random. Then
Joe Budden explained on his podcast was not random.
Okay, it seemed random to us.
It did seem random.
Oh, the whole thing definitely was random. Clearly. I mean, it seemed random.
After
that's
he
what
broke
saying.
It down, it wasn't as
yeah, random. I mean, the public didn't know.
Yeah, okay.
Then he hopped on his IG Live stating the following. Let me quote this. I am the hardest rapper in the game, I promise. Like, when you talk about me, you should put me in the category of Pac, Biggie, and Nas. You feel me? All right, end quote. Now, since then, he's got into an online riff with Michael Rapaport, and he's also shut down his IG. Should we be holding Kodak more responsible for the things that he says?
I feel like Kodak is going to do what a kid his age and his position is going to do, and that's make noise. I'm not mad at Kodak Black for comparing himself to a Tupac, a Biggie. At least he's trying. At least he's one of the few artists that are like, I don't know who that is. I don't know who Tupac is. I don't know who Biggie is. I never heard a Biggie or a Tupac song. At least he's not one of these people who we shit on here that don't show respect to the culture.
Lil Xan.
I've heard Lil Xan. I've heard Blueface. I've heard Cardi. I've heard all of them people say, I mean, I just do this for the money. I don't care if y'all like it. I'm chasing the bag. At least Kodak is putting something behind his music as to where he's trying to get people to fuck with him. And he feel like that he has a bigger message other than I'm just here for the bag, which is what a lot of the musicians in his generation, like one of the other most popular guys in his generation, NBA Youngboy, he says, man, I don't even want to rap. I don't like doing shows. I don't like y'all fans coming clearly up to me. I don't like any of this, but I'm good at it. And right. I think for Kodak Black to love it enough and to talk about the Sticky Fingers situation, that's why they got into it. He was on Sticky Fingers, was Sticky Fingers on his bus listening to music. That is random,
that's
like you said.
Random.
But he told him, hey, man, just be quiet. Just listen to the music. I don't care if you like it, if you don't like it. Just vibe with it.
Right.
And then if you just walk off the bus when it's over. But he still had to talk. Mm. And then that's how they got into a little scruffle.
Right.
And it was over after that.
What?
A scruffle. And I say all of that to say I respect what Kodak Black is doing because he's at least he's doing it with passion. At least he's not acting like he doesn't want to be here. He lucked up on being a rapper, and now he got to deal with people being a fan of his music, and he got to deal with people wanting him to know about Tupac, and he got to deal with people wanting him to know about Biggie because they feel like that's what you should be if you're a rapper. So I respect what he's saying and how he's carrying himself.
Now, I will respect the fact that he was born in 1997, yet is aware enough to know that Nas, Biggie, Pac are the big dogs of the culture and what their impact was. 100% respect that. He even had the project about a year or two ago that was Lil Big Pac,
mm-hmm.
where he had the Ready to Die cover or yeah. whatnot. So he's aware. I 100% will give him props for that. Unlike you said, Lil Xan and a couple of other people who are like, Pac is boring and who and all that shit. The problem, though, with the things that he is saying, and there's nothing wrong with being confident, but saying being 21 and being Kodak Black and saying you need to be put into the same rankings as these legends, bro, you should know that that doesn't make sense. you're just talking. And people are tired of people just talking. Like, I don't know why he goes on here. And if you're that dope, then you don't need to go on Instagram and spar back and forth with Young M.A. You don't need to tell these random ass, nobody gives a shit ass stories about you and Sticky Fingers, dude. Like, you shouldn't have to do all of that or be in L.A. in the middle of the street yelling, I'm the hardest nigga on the West Coast. And I like, bro, yeah. All those antics and shit are corny.
As an adult, you should. This is a kid. This is not a grown 30-year-old man speaking from your perspective. So that stuff that he's doing, that's cool to him. And like, that's cool to him to be out in the middle of the street in L.A. telling y'all, I'm the best. It's Florida. I'm a hood nigga and I made it. That's cool to him. That's doing it for the people who support him. So I can't take that away from him and saying he's just talking, because confidence is part of the thing that brings Kodak Black to life and part of the thing that keeps him popular. LeBron sit on the shop and said, I feel like when I came back from 3-1 against Golden State, that made me the GOAT.
Exactly. That was his classic.
That's the greatest basketball player ever to some people saying it. Yeah. So it's nothing wrong with you coming out and saying it. It ain't all the time got to be, well, I got to crown you the GOAT. Sometimes you got to let people know. Just like T.I. let people know he was the king of the South. Like Lil Wayne let people know he was the best rapper alive. And just like Hov always let people know that he the GOAT. So I have no problem with Kodak Black doing it.
All those people that you named have resumes that span longer than Kodak has been alive.
They have resumes that span back to when you were relevant. Just because you ain't up on Kodak Black news shit and you don't like him and some of the stuff that he's done, the youth look at him like you look at some of those people.
That's uninformed, though, bro.
Nah, that's people that are younger than you and not looking up to the people who you look at as cool, like a Tupac or a Biggie or a Nas. They look at Kodak Black, NBA Youngboy, and Drake and people like that, like we look at them. So it's cool for him to say that.
I don't believe
that. And it's cool. They eat that up.
I need a 90s baby on the show to tell me that Kodak Black is on the same level as Pac. I need somebody,
somebody from the 90s tell us that. Because I think that's what they think when they look at him. That's why he's so popular.
We can't go on IG to look because he deleted his shit.
Well,
he
did to piggyback off of Lou's point, when T.I. first came out, he called himself the King of the South right out of the gate.
And that album flopped. Yeah,
what?
That first album flopped.
Bro, that's not the point. Second album's a classic album. But the point is close too. Yeah, exactly. But the point is that you don't need to have a resume built if you're that confident in yourself. The resume will come. So on that aspect, I understand where Lou is coming from. So, I mean, it will come. I mean, and for him to have confidence like this, I shoot him a little bell for the same reason that he knows the game. He knows who the great ones are. And he's coming at it from that aspect. So, yeah, that far, yeah. But, and he's saying separate me from my antics and just judge me from my work. So I can't be mad at him for that.
It's hard to do, man. Ask Kanye. That's tough. It's not easy to separate antics from music.
It's a young guy, man. He'll learn. But I'm not mad at him having a confidence.
Kanye's twice his age. Yeah. That's the problem. Kanye 40. We supposed to be like, he's still growing up, guys. He's still getting over, some different stuff that happened in his life.
No, that's the difference. We give Kanye the benefit of the doubt because he has a resume. Yeah. You have a certain amount of leash.
I think it's
when
just you like Kanye more than you like Kodak Black.
No, like, I don't. Actually, I've never said I don't like Kodak Black.
I mean, the music.
Though.
I'm talking about the music. You prefer Kanye's music, so you feel like you relate to him more than you relate to someone like Kodak Black. So it will irritate you more when you see a Kodak Black doing this because you're like, he's not even that hot. Why is it causing this much noise?
He hasn't put in that much work. That's the thing. It's not about the quality of his music. I understand. There's something for everybody. Mm-hmm. Like M. Extra said, there's people that like Cracker Barrel. If that's what you're into, cool, but I'm not. If Kodak Black is what you're into, cool, but I'm not. But I'm not taking away from that. It's just that you don't have the resume to go stand on that pedestal and say that. Because if you did, it would make a lot more sense and it would resonate more. No. Now it just sounds like you crying. Man, I don't mind want to hear that.
I disagree with that.
I think it comes from a place that you just like, you don't.
Confidence.
Yeah, I think it comes from a place of confidence. It comes from a place of him really thinking this. He don't look at a Tupac and a Biggie and say, man, that's an insurmountable task way up there. They're on the Mount Rushmore and I'll never be there. He looks at it and he says, I'm on par. What I'm doing right now, the reaction that I get from my fans, the music that I'm putting out, when I talk to artists and they tell me how much that it affects them. On the 2 Chainz verse, he talked about how Wayne said he was this and how
J. Cole
said he was this. that stuff, he probably gets a lot more of that from artists, and that's what he's basing this on. I don't think he just woke up one morning and be like, you know what, I'm bigger than Pac. I'm better than Pac and Big.
And never,
I think it's a buildup. It's a buildup of him getting those compliments, him bodying records, him putting out that last album that was great, and you get to a point where you feel like, I can say this.
Yeah, he never said he was better for context. Yeah,
he said put me in the same
put me in the category. Yeah. That's all he's asking. He said he said, and then he not only said that, he gave an example and said, just really listen to my music.
Yeah,
that's all he's saying.
I've done that.
So I think people get caught up when people mention legends, and you clearly are tired of it.
Yes, so, I'm over that shit.
That's all it is.
People using this hook clickbait.
But that's all it is. But that's a young Muhammad Ali was just as confident before he was champion and after he was champion. Man, so you can't be mad at Kodak for that.
The fact that we just put Kodak in the same sentence as Muhammad
Ali. But we're not comparing. But we're saying the confidence portion of it.
Right.
Imagine if Muhammad Ali came into the game and was never himself until after he won the belt. It wouldn't have been the same.
LeVar Ball was just as confident in his sons.
So you're gonna pick
and
out.
He sounded crazy.
It's always gonna be failure, sir. Yeah, but you can't knock a person for their confidence. I don't like, that's what you're saying is like the NFL telling athletes, don't dance and just shut up and just be good and hand the ball like Marvin Harrison. No, I'm gonna tell you how great I am.
And that should be celebrated in some instances. Just like, I feel like you don't get mad at Kanye when he does it. Like, Kanye is one of the few people that you respect. You're like, well, Kanye can get on stage and cut Taylor Swift off, and you will find an angle to be like, well, you know what? We didn't quite understand what he was saying. And I think this is the same lane. It's the same vein. This is what rappers are made of. This is what rappers do. They wake up, they say controversial shit, they do controversial things in order to get publicity. And I just think that the tact in which Kodak takes, you don't like because you don't like it.
It's called delusion, is what it's called, people. Okay. When you think you're one thing and you're really not. Yeah. It's called delusion.
He's a hell of an artist for his generation.
He's cool. He's cool. He has shown a propensity to make hit records.
A
that
propensity.
Big word of the day. That connect with different audiences. I've been said that. I said that when Pete tried to get him. Yeah. I said that's a smart move by Pete because I think he has what it takes. But don't go pulling the Pac and Big card, man. Like,
man,
stop.
I get what you say there. But
that's played.
I respect it because he's not speaking from a place of ignorance, like I said when we first started this conversation about this. He's not speaking from a place of, that bores me, I don't know who those people are, why are you bringing those people up to me, like a lot of his peers do. So even for that simple fact that he's respecting it and saying that's what I strive to be when I make music, I like it a lot more for that.
And good for Kodak Black, man.
Yeah. The same thing, like I said, T.I. said when he came out, man.
Kang,
I'm not in it for the short. I'm in it for the longevity. Picture Me is one of the greatest that will ever be.
That first album was fire.
You gotta speak it into existence. Don't worry about positive affirmations.
Yes.
You're speaking into existence, people. Yes. I ain't mad at you, Kodak, man. Hey, stay off the gram, though. You do dumb shit. But
Florida. It's Florida.
Keep the confidence.
It's Florida.
Though. Keep the confidence. Florida, y'all got to be the weirdest motherfuckers on earth.
They are some boisterous. Think about it. Most artists that are successful from Florida are boisterous. Like Khaled. If Khaled from where you from?
They from Florida.
Just based out of Florida.
Yeah, I mean, he grew up in Florida.
Plies, Khaled, Trick Daddy, Trina, all of them. The successful ones have that boisterous personality that Florida people love.
Black people when they're successful.
Special kind of black people in Florida.
Florida's different.
Florida man.
I saw them Florida man on Lil Duval's page giving liquor. Man. And watching the lizard pass out. I was like, only in Florida.
Let's take it up top, man, in New York. We got two Jay-Z related topics here, all right? First off, we're going to speak with him and Jay Electronica. Jay Electronica was holding a Q&A on his Instagram.
Of course.
And someone asked the question, are you and Hove doing a project together? In which he responded, possibly, likely.
Laughing face crying emoji?
No. He responded, possibly, likely. All right. Now, in addition to that, also in Jay-Z news, his sixth album, The Blueprint, was just added to the Library of Congress. All right. So, bigger deal, Jay-Z's classic being added to the Library of Congress or Jay Electronica and Jay-Z collaborating on an album? What is the bigger deal?
This is laughable. It's clearly the Jay-Z being added to the National Recording Registry of Congress. These are culturally, historically, or aesthetically important and or to inform the life of the United States recordings.
And Blueprint is that.
Blueprint is definitely that. It changed the way that music was made from the 2000s on with the slow soul samples and introduced us to Kanye West as a producer. I think this is a big deal. It continues to add to the accolades, add to the credibility of a Jay-Z. I love every time that we see my guy in the light, whether it be for Rock Nation brunches or whatever it is. I'm the consummate fan of Jay-Z. I always respect and love what he does. And I feel like we can criticize him sometimes when it happens, which is very rare.
Yo.
But I just like it. And I feel like the Jay Electronica shit is a hoax. This nigga can't get his own album to come out, more or less have one with Jay-Z. That's even more far-fetched than I would say the Dr. Dre. What are we waiting on? What's the Dr. Dre album?
Detox.
Detox. That's probably even more far-fetched than the Detox. You'll get Detox before you get the Jay Electronica and Jay-Z album.
Listen, I'm going to touch on the Jay-Z Library of Congress part first. Shout out to him. Obviously, that's a W. The Blueprint deserves all of the accolades that it ever gets from here until the end of time for all the reasons that you mentioned.
Facts.
Shout out to other works that are in the Library of Congress from hip-hop. Lauryn Hill, Miseducation of Lauryn Hill, and Tupac's Dear Mama. Okay, enough of that. We know that's a big deal. Shout out to Hov. This Jay Electronica shit is out of control. If you're one of the 117,000 people who follow him on IG, you just witnessed him lie to your face. And you should feel some type of way about it. Do you know the last time he has dropped a full-length project, dude?
He got 170,000 followers.
117.
Wow.
His one and only full-length project came out in 2007, and it was released on his MySpace page. 2007 on his MySpace page. Jay Electronica is not putting out shit,
Jay
dude.
Jay Electronica's not even a rapper, dude.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, take that title away from him.
He's a socialite type, like. What do they call an influencer? He's an influencer. Oh, okay. Yeah,
he's anything but a rapper. Like, he needs to stop doing that. He needs to take the Andre 3000 route. Andre 3000, every blue moon, will hop on a song or a remix, and he'll do his thing, but not once have you heard Andre gas up and say he got a project coming. He'll tell you with the quickness, no, there's no Outkast coming. No, there's no solo Andre 3000. Don't even ask me about it. But not Jay Electronica, though. Jay Electronica likes to go on here on IG and lie in front of the whole world and get all these blogs talking about a collab project that everyone on earth knows will never happen, dude. It's not cool, J-Elect. He got to stop that, dude. Didn't he wifed up like a billionaire or something? I don't want you rapping no way.
He married to a lady that got $1 billion. He probably just doing it for fun on his Instagram. Like, just
well, stop, though. Lying is not cool, man. It's always played out. We know you're not dropping shit, dude. And nobody cares anymore. Like, it wouldn't even move the needle. It wouldn't if he came out tomorrow, unless it was with Jay.
That's why I asked it. He only has 117 Instagram thousand followers. Like, he can come out tomorrow. Like,
Instagram
out
of thousand.
That was pretty funny.
Whatever. By only having 117,000 of them, like, that ain't moving the needle, especially nowadays in 2019. So if he try to do the Beyonce type thing and come out with an album, even if it is ready, it ain't going to move the needle, like you said. So he has to do stuff like this in order to drum back up every 4-5 months. You hear some outlandish thing that his album is coming, or he did something crazy, and we talk about it, and people talk about it on blogs. This is him staying relevant so he can be lazy and not make music. I think he's a lazy rapper. He stumbled upon this like once in a lifetime LP that came out on MySpace when no one was doing it. It was new. It was innovative. You putting it on for streams. You can get it on MySpace. And now he don't have the material to back it up. I think is in his own head. He outthinking the room. He trying to do too much. And now he can't come out with an album. He can't come out and be like, I'm comfortable, I'm content as an artist with this album, and even if it don't get to where I want it to be, I can come out behind that and make another one. Nope. I don't think that he has the ability to do so. I don't think that he knows he has the ability that he can do that.
He said in 2011 that the record was done.
Yeah, see, like, that to me, that's a not having confidence in your material.
That's not wanting to rap. Like, but stop acting like you want to rap, though. That's all I'm asking.
I honestly, I don't think it's that. I just think that he doesn't think that he can live up to the expectations. Like, you put a tape out on MySpace. People love it. Imagine that. You put a tape out, 12 years ago?
It was really the song. It was really the exhibition C that came out after that when he linked up with Just Blaze. That's really the song that kind of got him on the map. And he did an exhibition series.
And then ABs.
Yeah, a couple of joints. So, that's really what got him cooking. And Just Blaze was gassing. Yeah, I was about
to imagine say, you do that. Those. Imagine yeah, you those do that. Just Blaze gassing you. You had a Rock Puff. Nation thing. Puff gassing you. Mm-hmm. Jay pulled him to the side and was like, unite. Before he signed him and was like talking with him and shit. So imagine all of these things happening from when you just hopping in the game and you first started working and doing this. And now you feel like to yourself, I got to live up to that confidence. I got to put out something that those same people will come to me and say, you did it. And I think that's what's holding him back. He don't think that he can put out music as to where Hov will come to him, Puff will come to him, whoever will come to him, and the fans will be like, we expected this out of you. Great job, homeboy. And I think that's selfish as an artist. Man, put it out there. Let us hear it. Dude, go songs, back to the studio after that. Something.
Five songs in 8 years, dude. Yeah, I'm need so to do tired something. Of JLEC. Dude, yeah. That shit is killing me.
Yeah, you need to do something.
Yeah, I hate that I even heard the exhibit C and A because
now you
so want to
hear it.
Fucking good. I don't want like yeah. Just shut up. If you're not gonna put anything out, don't say anything at all. And I love Jay Electronica, but he definitely has the ability.
He can rap his ass.
But come on, man. You're not gonna put it. You need to do a solo project before we get a.
So you do a song. Your first joint ain't hopping out the stoop off the porch with Hov.
Yeah, like, we're gonna get a joint album before your solo album.
Yeah. That doesn't make any sense.
Bro, I don't even want to hear that shit from 2011. You know how much shit done changed since 2011? We got a gay Tupac now, dude. Oh, we didn't have that in 2011.
You got to tell.
You know how much shit has changed in 2011, dude. I don't want to hear that shit.
Teflon Don it out here, the gay Tupac.
Man, come on, JLEC, drop it, put up and shut up, man.
Now, with all that being said, if the collab album with him and Jay came out tomorrow, I'd listen. I'd be the first motherfucker clicking.
Both Jays.
Just for Hov.
Nah, Jay Electronica can rap his ass off.
That's a fact. Yeah. But I'm not interested. Like
Spiritual, lyrical miracle.
If y'all put in the group chat tomorrow and he had a new album that came out, like I would get to it eventually.
Eventually.
I'll listen right away.
I wouldn't. No, something had to hook me in, like Hov being on there. Speaking of Jay-Z, more Jay-Z news. He's been killing shit lately. Lil Uzi Vert first. The disgruntled rapper has been pushing the Free Uzi campaign online lately. He is apparently wanting to drop his long-awaited Eternal A Take album, but he's alluding that his record label, owned by DJ Drama, will not let him drop. Now, fast forward. Apparently, Jay-Z and Roc Nation have swooped in to save the day, and that they have signed him to an apparent management deal. My question is, did Jay-Z just save Lil Uzi's career?
No. Jay-Z didn't save his career. I think Lil Uzi was on the right track when he was saying that Drama and is it Cannon that he signed with?
Cannon steps back.
Both of them, right?
The Generation Now label.
He feel like that they're old and their processes are old and the way that they try to release music and do stuff is old. And I think that he'll get or run into the same problems when he runs with Roc Nation. I'm looking at their list of artists here and I don't see anyone of the ilk of a Lil Uzi that's of the same generation. Of course they manage Jay-Z. Of course you manage a Meek Mill and
Jim Jones.
Fabulous, Jim Jones, Jada Kiss. These are all older legacy acts. They have a catalog. They'll do tours based off those things. I don't understand how Roc Nation management team would be able to keep Lil Uzi Vert relevant with the youngsters. I'm not saying that they can't. I just haven't seen it. Just looking over this roster of artists, it sounds good to come in and say, hey, sign with Jay, everything's gonna be cool, everything's gonna be nice. But I wonder, is Lil Uzi one of those artists who really needs to find another way of doing things as far as just the normal blueprint or just the normal way that it's laid out? Because he gets frustrated seemingly easily. He goes to Instagram, he goes to Twitter, and he causes these relationships to fizzle out quicker than they should, in my opinion. So I don't want the same thing to happen with Hov. So the question, like I say, that I ask in response to your question is, do we know that he has enough firepower to do it for the younger generation and keep Uzi there for the younger generation? That's what I would ask before I ask, is it a good move by Hov?
Yeah, and it's tough for me to even say, did he save his career? Because now it's different since Uzi has came out. He dropped about 2 years ago. The game has changed. There are 15 Lil Uzi Verts now.
Yeah,
a lot of people that sound like him that have kind of taken and ran with that style, the kind of Southern, even though obviously he's not Southern, he's from Philly, but you know it sounds like a Southern sound with the fast triplet rap mixing with the harmonizing. Like everybody does that now. That's like the rapper kit now, the colored dreads. Like all, you look like everybody at this point. So I'm not sure if he can still come back out because Future has that problem too. Everybody sounds like Future. Everybody's doing Future impersonations. So when the OG of the person who kind of fathered that comes back out, it sounds old because we've heard so many people do it in between time. Now, the problem is, though, and I said this before, it sounds a whole lot like he signed a bad deal. That's what it sounds like. If you go back and listen, he's been complaining for what seems like forever. And it sounds like somebody who signed a little bit too early because they got on Uzi. Early, before anybody really knew who he was. I remember Drama pushing the hell out of him on his Instagram page. He probably sounded like he signed some shit too early. He's crying for help. And listen to 444, Jay-Z said, y'all niggas still taking advances? That's exactly what this is. Mm. This is somebody still taking an advance and not really actually looking through the paperwork, and it screams all over it. He probably caused up a ruckus, kind of like how the Locks did when they were trying to get off Bad Boy. Apparently it worked. Maybe Jay-Z can reel him in a little bit. They say he may be a little difficult to work with. He may be a unique thinking type of cat. Look at him. Look at his swag. He's a different dude. You understand what I'm saying? So hopefully somebody at Roc Nation is 25. They got on their staff that can talk to him and that wears skinny jeans and clunky shoes. And maybe they can click on certain levels and they can get Uzi to kind of put out this material. Because I think he's a talented dude.
For sure.
So do you think this is more of a development type thing? Because, I mean.
That's possible.
And the reason I ask, I don't think that there are many rooms that Roc Nation is going to get me in if I'm a little Uzi that I can't already get in.
He's a little cold.
I'm not saying that that's not the case. Well, excuse me, I'm not saying that that's the case. I say, in my opinion, I'm asking y'all, do y'all think that Roc Nation puts me in a room with people that I can't already get in? I got a Sprite deal already. I got deals on clothing lines with major clothing companies already. Like, I have spoken with these people. I have a team that can obviously get things done because Drama been fucking up, Cannon been fucking up. They ain't put my album out. I'm still popping. You still see me on commercials and stuff. Yeah. So why do I need Roc Nation? Like, what are y'all other than being tied in with Jay-Z?
I think it's different. It's a management. We don't know what his management was doing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so, but your management gets you in the room with people and
So I'm saying, anything. Obviously, he wasn't happy with the current management. He upgraded. True. Just upgrade. Roc Nation can get you in places, music-wise, anywhere.
I think it was a barter. I think we'll get you out of your deal with Drama because we can make him let you go. But you got to sign with us.
But I don't think he's out of his deal with Drama. And I don't think Drama.
What I mean out, I mean like, y'all got to shut up now. We got this as Roc Nation. Y'all got to shut up. Uzi, fuck. I think they got enough pull. Yeah, they ain't out. But I think they have enough pull. Let me lay out the scenario that I'm talking about. Roc Nation approaches Uzi and say, hey, we can help you with what you got going on. We see that you're not happy over here with Drama. It was like, cool, all right, if y'all can help me get out of this situation, I'll fuck with y'all. Because that's what we require as Roc Nation. Like, this is what we want from you. You got to fuck with us or we get you out. They call Drama. They call in a favor. Jay call in a favor. Like, look, y'all got to let the kid go. Y'all got to let us do what we're going to do with it. We'll give you the percentage on the back end, whatever it may be. But we want to take over from here. So I asked the question for Uzi, other than getting out of the deal, what does he get from this? That's my whole point.
Well, I mean, before I say anything, I don't like that Drama and Cannon are being looked at as bad guys in this situation.
They put themselves in that situation.
No, I don't think they did at all.
You stand up for them.
I'm going to say this. But that's what happens when they take the fall when things go south.
Right. I'm just saying. But the thing is, just because his album is not coming out does not mean things have gone south. He's been complaining. That doesn't mean things are going south.
He called them old niggas. He said that y'all don't know what y'all are doing.
He's unhappy. That doesn't mean they're doing anything wrong.
Drama said
the other day he could drop the album when he wanted, anytime he wanted.
Granted, I give you.
Let's just look for both sides from the Atlanta side and the rest of the side. I mean, it's just for real. I just don't like Drama and Cannon being painted like they the bad guy. Like under their comments, these people are like, oh, you guys are lame and all that. It's business.
Well, that's the thing that the regular consumer does not understand.
They don't get it.
Now we back to the age-old question. Is Puff a bad guy? Is Baby a bad guy?
Are these bad guys? It wouldn't be Baby. But Puff, I mean, back in the day when he had an issue with the Locks would say yes. See? But now the Locks would say no.
They squashed it,
because, but Baby has burnt many of bridges.
Yeah.
Still burning them.
He's in court every other day.
He's standing there with the gas can in the match.
He might as well be Godzilla himself. So that's...
Listen, they're going to catch the heat. Everybody says, look, here's the easy way out. whoever's fault it is, if it's Uzi's fault, if it's his management, if it, just blame the label. That's the simplest way to get people on your side, because time after time we've heard of labels jerking people.
Right.
And whether it's right or wrong, that's the way people think. They think that there's a shadowy figure in some office on the 30th floor that's
controlling. They ain't pressing the button. They ain't pressed the button for that.
That's what I'm saying. That's controlling Uzi's career and taking all 80% of his funds. When the fact of the matter is, he probably signed a bullshit deal a long time ago, or maybe it wasn't bullshit. Maybe he just believes that he deserves more at this point in his life. We don't know.
Yeah, they probably just can't service his needs. Like I'm a new generation artist. Y'all are old. Yeah, from his point, and I ain't saying it's a bad thing for Drama and Cannon. I ain't trying to point them in a certain way as to where they're maliciously doing something to him. But what I am saying is maybe the way that they do things are not in touch with how Uzi wants things done. And like you spoke of earlier with track records, with resumes, Uzi got the resume to say, I want my stuff done this way. I don't want it. I don't want to wait with y'all. I don't want to have to do this. Bro. I want to do it how I'm doing it. And he has the right to be able to do that because he has the resume. So when Roc Nation ain't doing what he wants them to do, how is he going to react?
That's what I'm saying. That falls on him, though. Because at that point,
I ain't disagreeing with that.
You can't cry one thing at Generation Now with Cannon and Drama and then go
cry the same thing with Roc Nation.
Cry the same shit with Roc Nation when everybody at Roc Nation is eaten by all accounts.
I think that's what we're going to be doing. I think that's what we're going to be doing because he's like, in some sense of the word, he's a test case because they don't have anybody else in this lane. Like, I don't know that they know what to do with a little Uzi. They don't got anybody else like this.
The other artists
are like Meek and Jada, like those are old guys.
What do you mean you don't know what they're? Because
their management
age?
Team, yeah, because of the age and the demographic in which you're trying to keep him popular in, people that I want him to be popular with, like they don't. I'm looking at their roster, like there's nobody on here that the young kids.
I'm sure that's what they get paid for.
They get paid the big bucks.
I ain't saying they can't. I just said I want to see.
Because it's probably easier to manage the older acts. To your point, yes. Mm-hmm. But the younger acts, I'm sure they have a lot of tricks up their sleeves. But my whole thing is back at it, of course, Uzi wants things a certain way, but that doesn't mean that he didn't have the resources or that he just.
Right.
I'm just saying the way you go about it.
They couldn't service him.
That's what he thinks.
Service him in a way of, like, I don't like the way that y'all do things.
Right.
Clearly.
I don't like the way that y'all do things. Not that y'all can't sign my checks or y'all can't make things happen. I just don't like how. I don't like y'all processes.
Yeah, man.
From his perspective.
I hope it all works out for him.
We'll see. He's cold right now, though. He ain't put out music.
But I mean, he's one of those artists, man. Now, that's totally on the flip corner of what we were saying about Jay Electronica. He could drop tomorrow, and that shit going to go fire. Like, it's going to be like a wildfire.
Uzi has a lot of fans.
Oh, yeah, for sure. No question.
I think he's only as cold as, like, long as the refrigerator cold. As soon as you open it, like, the lights on, man. As soon as he drops.
Yeah. They love Uzi.
Yeah.
I fuck with Uzi, man. I'm interested to see what it sounds like, man. Before we go to this music break quickly, Jay Prince. See, I remember that 4-page letter that Jay Prince put on his IG not too long ago, reaching out to New Yorkers to help get YBN Almighty J's chain back. Apparently those two are connected. They're doing business together, and he lost his Rap-A-Lot chain in a scuffle. Now there's an update. Jay Prince got the chain back.
As we knew he would.
But some people are looking at the OG a little sideways for the way he handled the dispute so publicly. Before we hit this music break, did Jay Prince go about this the right way?
No, just because it was an IG thing, and you don't look at Jay Prince, excuse me, as an IG type person. Like if Jay Prince wants things to happen, the last thing that he would have to do is do this Instagram thing. But what I do think, from the book run, from the Drake thing, he understands how much popularity the Instagram has, how much sway that it has. I'm Jay Prince. I'm out of the game. I'm not worried about anybody coming to do anything to me, nor am I worried about any backlash on my reputation. I can stand that. I'm Teflon out here. But what I can do is go to Instagram and do this to bring attention to YBN, to bring attention to the artists that I have. And y'all can throw all the bullets that y'all want to at me because I already got my Teflon on, and it doesn't matter how people respond to it, the people that I added in the picture. I think that he was willing to sacrifice for YBN willing to sacrifice to make their name bigger, to have their name mentioned every time somebody brought this up about Jay Prince, because he knew people would talk about it. I do think that he got in this position by being a smart businessman, and I don't think it's what everybody was saying it was when they say, oh, he made a mistake. He shouldn't have went to Instagram and think that they were going to do this or do that. He didn't think that.
Yeah,
I think that he played his back channels like he would have played them and let the correct people know these people need their chain back. But I'm also going to put this on Instagram to let people know that this is a story. This is happening out here. I'm a part of it. I want y'all to know that I'm a part of it. Yeah, this ain't the 90s where I would have did this or did that. But at the end of the day, my artist is going to get his chain back. It's going to be trending. It's going to be talked about on Deck TV podcast, Everyday Struggle, Joe Budden podcast, wherever people are talking about hip hop. And my name is going to be out there. And at the end of the day, people may go check out my artist's music.
Yeah, I mean, first of all, I like this because it's clear that Jay Prince keeps somebody younger on his team
that
and next to him.
Fact.
Because this clearly wasn't his idea. Let's be very, 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 very clear. Mm-hmm. He doesn't give a shit about Instagram. At the end of the day, he doesn't give a shit about Instagram, social media. He's of the age and of the elk where he doesn't care about that unless it's making him a
y'all
dollar.
Y'all can drag me, counsel me on here, whatever it
is. He don't care.
Y'all talking about YBN? Cool.
Because that's not what made him. So, but I like that it shows an example of him keeping somebody, you know, of the generation next to him. Might have been his son. We're going to talk about some sons and some kids in a minute. It might have been Young Jazz. Like, Pops, you need to go this route. That old school route of calling and going through the phone book and calling. Stop. You put this one message. It's a big net. You catch all the fish you need and just watch your DMs light up and you'll get your information back from there. And it worked. It's that simple. We knew it would work. We knew that Jay Prince, with or without IG, would have no problem getting his chain back.
The chain was never the issue.
Yeah, the chain
was never the problem.
It was never in question.
Yeah, I knew that was coming back.
Go ahead, Twin.
I think a lot of people think he did the wrong thing about the Instagram post. I think you did the first time
we talked
about it.
I did.
Certain rappers and people from the Bronx. I believe Mike Son was very vocal about how he went about his Instagram post. So, I mean, everyone is, of course, he was going to get the chain back. But I think I tend to agree that the IG post was a bit much in the fact where you were actually naming individuals and stuff like that. And that can be a bit complicated and sticky for people in the streets, for real.
Not when you Jay Prince, though.
That, I won't lie. You're right.
For the people he named.
Oh, okay.
The adding
it wasn't
people,
fair to them.
Yeah, the adding people did bother me.
And that's
me
what Mike
Son
was saying.
Right, the adding people, that did bother me at first. And I was like, well, what is he doing? Why would he do that? But now I understand that when you do add people, like Instagram works, people are going to be looking for them for a response. So what's my son got to do? I got to go to my Instagram and respond. Yeah. And now more and more people are talking
and
about it.
And I live
so
here. So
it's brilliant. Like, yeah, so it's brilliant. Like,
it worked.
It worked for him. I totally agree with it. I changed on it. I totally think that if push came to shove, Jay Prince could have got the situation handled however he wanted to. I say that.
Fair enough, man. Let's get to this music break, man. What you got for us, bro?
Yes, I have a 17-year-old rapper. Named
17.
Yes, sir. Named Aaron May. He's also from A Leaf, Texas, right outside of Houston.
A Leaf.
Yeah, well, same as Toby Aniquie, right outside of Houston. A song called Let Go. Check it out. It's a soulful vibe. Got a nice sample to it. I think people will be feeling it.
Let's hear it. Fucked up, nigga. I don't want your pity. I just want to love, but I'm way too busy. Rap moving up. I might come to your city. It's hot in the H, but my heart's still chilly. I just need a gram, some bread, and a cookie. If I ain't your man, I don't want no hickey. Right now, I ain't shit, cause the road looks shitty. Been like that for months. I might roll a blunt and hit that shit once, cause the nigga been sold. God, I can't wait till the day this shit over. I used to walk around with a chip on my shoulder for every last person I love who folded. I would give grace, but I'd rather give closure. I would take breaks, but I'd rather move forward. I done been chewed up, spit out, kicked out, let down, but I'm still a motherfucking soldier. So fuck what you told me if you show me different. Fuck what you show me if you came up missing. I know that actions speak louder than words. The thing about change, they never consistent. I done got paid more than I paid attention. We are back. That was young Aaron May with Let Go. Lou, how you feel about that?
That was banging. I like young Aaron May, man. He brought it to the table. Twin 2 weeks in a row brought that heat. Yeah. This guy reminds me of J. Cole. He reminds me a little bit of J. Cole. I listened to this, and I listened to another song he had called Ride. Pretty dope, man. I like that he's in his bag. I like the melodic flow that he can go in and out of. I like the concepts and him having subject matter and depth. Not just talking about flashy look at me type stuff. So I like dude. I like it.
Yeah, yep. He gave me the poor man's J. Cole. That's not a knock though. I'm just saying he doing the J. Cole impersonation is just not as good as J. Cole. But no, it was pretty good. I thought the harmonizing at the end saved it, to be honest with you, because none of the bars really didn't connect with me like that. And because he's 17, it's probably why. But he could definitely rap, though. I ain't mad at it at all.
This would be an amazing J. Cole song.
The beat was fire.
That would have been amazing. The beat was incredible.
Production was incredible. His whole project, I like it. It's pretty good. So it's called Chase. Mm. And that's young Aaron May right out of Houston, Texas. So check it out.
Absolutely, man. Let's get to these hip-hop juniors, all right? We're continuing our March Madness theme this week with juniors. We're going to talk some of the youngsters, man. We're going to go through some of the popular hip-hop artists that we have grown to love and now what their kids are doing, because a lot of them have successful careers for their damn selves. So we're going to go over some of the most popular ones. But first things first, though, with hip-hop kids, if you're a hip-hop star and your kid wanted to rap as well, how do you think you would react to that? Would you be like, nah, go a different route. Don't be like me. Don't be young Spike Lou, Lil Lou, Lil Spike. Don't do that. Do something else. Or would you encourage it and push it?
Man, that's a hard one because they would have the resources to do it that I wouldn't have grown up in the music business assumingly having. So
right.
You would be able to guide them. And I think one of the best things that a parent can do as far as helping you figure your career out is if they have experience in that career, helping you with the ups and downs, letting you know what to look out for, because that's what hinders us as a community overall, like not knowing when we go in our career fields, the ups and the downs of it and what to look out for, the loopholes and all of that stuff. So
true.
To wrap that answer up for that, I would say no, though, because I know how difficult it is, and I know that I can provide you with any path that you can take, and it. The expectations of me, if I'm successful enough as an artist, for you to, one, live up to that. Because that's one thing that you got to do. You got to, not only do you have to be good, like you can't just be good.
You'll be better than
them. Yeah, you got to be now, like if Bun B's son or somebody wanted to rap now, like you got to be as good as Bun B, and you got to surpass that. Just to be like, all right, in your career. So now I wouldn't want that pressure on my child.
Well, here's the thing, though. The kid that's listening to Bun B Jr., He listened to UGK. He wasn't born yet.
That is a fact.
You know what I'm saying? So do you have to be better than Bun B or just,
that is a fact.
Just your own person and good in your own way?
That's true.
Like, look at somebody like Jaden Smith. Bro, like, people who listen to Jay don't give
don't
a shit what Will Smith.
Parents don't understand.
Yeah, get
nigga.
Jiggy with it and shit. I don't care about that. So
that's
like,
a good point. You're right.
You got to look at it like that. Like, I think he's a good example of someone who's made a successful career just doing them, though. Because at first he was acting. Karate Kid and all that type of shit. And taking the Will Smith route for real, acting and then making music in reverse. But you know what I'm saying? Kind of the same thing. I look at that. He's probably one of the most successful kids because he can go in any direction. Entertainment-wise, fashion shit.
And his little songs be banging.
Songs be hard.
Look at me song banging, man. I like that.
Yeah, little Icon shit. Yeah, a little banger about a year or two ago.
And that's a great example because, like, this dude, Dad, is, like, probably one of the most famous people in the world.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? And he's still able to go put stuff together. And it ain't because he will soon. It ain't because,
no,
like,
that's what I'm saying.
My dad on here or my dad behind this, so, you know, I'm able to do this and do that. I think... Yeah, I mean, I don't have a problem with it, you know, when you put it that way. But I think the kids that do have a problem with it are the kids like a Puff Daddy's, like his
King
children,
Combs?
Yeah, King and them, like living up to his, like their dad's example is so overwhelmingly looming everywhere that they would go, whether it be fashion, whether it be food, clothes, even though Puff didn't do this stuff, it's still like this Puff.
Because he looked like him. That's number one.
Because he looks like
that's number one. But number two, Puff is such a big personality, though. And you can't help, even when you see a King Combs in a video, number one, he sound like him. Number two, he's slick diddy bopping dancing like him.
Spitting image.
Yeah. He's a spitting image. That's what hurts.
And Jaden's so different from Will.
Jaden is so different from Will. Yeah. That can help or hurt, honestly. That's not necessarily a bad thing. Like, that charisma and shit won, you know what I mean? So maybe he's like, hey, listen, take this route. Do you. That lane is open. You can be the Puff of, who better to be the Puff of 2019, 2018?
The new generation Puff Daddy and the Puff Daddy's son.
Yeah, Puff Daddy's son.
Yeah, to piggyback off what you're saying, though, Will is out of the game, though. Puffy's still in the game. So that pressure kind of looms.
Will itching, though. He hopped on that Icon.
He sure did.
And Icon and tried to tear that down, though, man. Will. Don't do Will any kind of way.
Let's be very clear, though. Let's be very clear.
I love Will Smith.
Jaden Smith raps better than Will Smith. Yeah. Ever did. ever did.
Yeah, but Will is out of the game.
You didn't like early Will Smith? Y'all didn't like parents don't understand
yeah,
and shit like
I liked
that.
Cool. Yeah, yeah, we were 10.
Like gimmicky shit.
Yeah, but it was cool.
When the age I was, I liked it.
Yeah, okay. He's got a classic that's theme song. Yeah,
for sure.
That's a fact.
Classic.
Jaden would body that.
Summertime is my top five rap songs of all time.
That'll never get old. Yeah. That'll never get old. I don't know if Jaden will have a song like that.
He won't.
Damn.
Classic. Summertime is classic.
He ain't gonna have no summertime.
I play it every summer.
He ain't gonna have no summertime, bro. You're right. But I do think, yeah, his dad is a legend, and outliving that name would, you know, come to be hard. But I think, dude, he has the talent
he's done
to
great,
do it.
But like I said, his dad
different
is
enough to
out
do
of
it.
The way of the music.
Yeah.
He's Dale
so
Curry and Jaden
is still in the music.
Well, what about O'Shea then? Like, do he rap or he just
he
act?
Used to.
Who? He just acts.
Oh, yeah, O'Shea Jr.
O'Shea Jr.
Ice Cube's son used to
rap. He doesn't rap, though.
He looked just, he
but
used to.
He used to.
And he
his
looked
name
just
used to be
like
Doughboy.
Ice Cube. I was it.
Yeah.
Yeah, he canceled that.
It didn't work. Yeah. But see, but look, to his
he's
credit,
a good actor.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. To his credit, he tried that shit. I'm going to be Doughboy. Didn't work. Didn't catch on.
Oh, Doughboy.
Actually a good idea.
Oh, like from Boys in the Hood. Yeah. I thought you said Doughboy.
Oh, no. Oh, yeah.
Doughboy.
That's a good idea, the Doughboy.
The Doughboy was actually, that's kind of fire.
If you were good at rapping, he should have had his dad write for him.
He may have.
He wrote for everybody else.
Yeah, what I'm saying. What I'm saying. He should have had his dad write for him. Yeah. And that's probably one of them things where you're like, nah, dad, I want to do this on my own and this and that. When if you had taken that help from him, you probably would have a rap.
But that's it. That's part of that pressure.
And that's part of that pressure.
And but to that credit though, if I was Ice Cube, or if I rapped and made my living off that and my son wanted to rap, I would let him go out and do it though. But here's the thing though.
How much help you giving him though? Like
the same amount of help I would give him if it was something else that I was familiar with.
Okay, so here's so that's different though. So like, there's a give and take with music. Would you let him see the struggles? Like, as an artist, the thing about being an artist, creating stuff, content, like there's a struggle to it.
Of course.
And through that struggle, the satisfaction of when it finally picks up and it pays off, you appreciate it that much more.
Of course.
Are you going to circumvent that struggle for him?
No,
like, are you going to make it a little bit easier to get studio
of
time?
Not.
You ain't going to do that
for him. No, you can't. You can't coddle him. Because you mix that with fame, that's a recipe for disaster.
Yeah.
He's going to be the drugged out son, dude. Like, you don't want that shit. Because then it's going to hit him like a ton of bricks. Because he wasn't expecting it. Because dad didn't tell me it would be like this.
Definitely don't want that.
So that's what you don't want. I like the fact that he tried the rap shit. It didn't work. He wasn't Little Ice Cube. Like, that's where I think it gets a little tricky. When you're little, fill in the blank of your pop's
Lil
name.
Easy.
Yeah, that's when it gets true. Because that's when you're really trying to fill those shoes. And now you're reminding me every day that you're Easy E's son. But that's not going, in my opinion, that doesn't really work that well. If you look at some of the biggest artists, the kid artists, they don't do that. Jaden Smith. Smith is a common last name. So you're not going to put, if you're not familiar with Jaden Smith being Will Smith's son, you're not going to put those two together. You know what I'm saying? You're not going to put Chris Rivers together with Pun. Because, you know what I mean? Everybody don't know that's Pun last name or what. Not so you Peter Guns, you know what I'm saying, things of that nature. Corey Guns, that was kind of close, and he had a little fizzle. I mean, he had a little light.
Corey Guns,
he had a little light when he was with Young Money. I don't know where he's at now, but yeah, he had a little light.
Love of hip hop, ain't he?
Is he?
No.
I don't know.
No, his dad was on.
That'd be a good look for him, too.
He need that in his life right now.
He need that little check right there. But as long as you're not going to that well, I think there's a little Nate Dogg. I think there's a little Soulja Slim. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's like it comes off gimmicky at that point. You know what I'm saying? So when you don't do that, I think it's cool and that you can work with it. Who are you looking at in terms of doing stuff outside of music? Like what Snoop's son, he tried to play football. Yeah. Cordell, I think he ended up modeling or something of that nature.
Yeah, he do a model. I think he does film, some type of film and community outreach in L.A. They put together, when Snoop had the football show, they put together a program, a nonprofit type thing where they were feeding homeless people and they were getting people together.
So he was out there.
Yeah, he wants to do stuff like that. So I think that's a good deal. And you can't be a Snoop son and rapping, but also like, I forgot what I was about to say.
You could, though. No, you can rap if you Snoop.
Snoop son?
Yes.
One of the most famous, like, I can't.
Those are the biggest of rappers.
People
going
to expect you to be like the stoner type, like whatever.
Like Wiz Khalifa. Yes.
Yeah,
Snoop already has a son. It's Wiz Khalifa.
Yeah, Snoop persona is bigger than just rap, though. Because really, he only has one good rap album. If you want.
Oh my God! Hot take coming through.
Yeah. But go ahead.
I like the blue carpet treatment, though. You ain't like that?
He got more than one good album.
He got more than one good album, bro. We're going to put that in the rap.
Well, Doggy Style was so great.
Oh, it was downhill from there.
Oh, yeah. That's his best. That's the plateau. If it was a graph chart, it would be like. I totally agree with that.
What album was the way Beautiful that they had?
That was fire, too. It wasn't Blue Carpet Treatment. It was the one right before that, I believe. But that was fire. Yeah. I give my boy P some props.
Romeo.
P has extended his career through Lil Romeo and Symphonique.
Extended his career.
And who?
Symphonique, his daughter.
Lil Romeo, the CEO of No Limit Records.
There's a No Limit Records.
That's what he does. Lil Romeo acts, though, right? That's what you mean, right?
He can't act, though.
So he can't act. He can't rap. He can't CEO No Limit Records.
But he's been an actor. Like,
yeah, he's been acting.
He
he's
got
been
him on USC basketball, too.
He could hoop, though.
Yeah, he was all right.
Oh, yeah, I'm doing many because he just wasn't tall. That's know what I'm saying?
True. Okay, so you're right.
He could hoop.
Him and DeMar DeRozan was boys.
You see what I'm saying? Yeah. And then he's also on Growing Up Hip Hop, which is a pretty popular hip hop reality show that's going on right now. So Romeo's on it. So don't do P any kind of way.
Is that a, okay? Is
yeah,
that,
Romeo. All right,
here's
Romeo
the question.
Checks. Yeah. Romeo just sitting home.
All right. So here's the question: is that the type of career that you could aspire for to be quote unquote successful as a kid of a rapper?
Yeah,
absolutely. Romeo,
that's successful.
Yeah, because in one instance, he's a working actor. In one instance,
he failed at rap.
He didn't fail.
Romeo had hits.
Yeah. At first I went platinum.
Teeny Bob hits Romeo had.
Went platinum.
All right. Remember, it was a conversation at one point, Romeo versus Bow Wow.
It was a conversation at one point.
It was a quick conversation.
Okay, all right, so is that the bar? What's the bar? What's the bar for the offspring of hip hop?
How can you set the bar? You can't set
the bar. Well, I'm saying as a fan, which we are, looking at it from a perspective of, hey, we think that there was a good route that you took as a son of a hip-hop mogul. Who do you look at and say, okay, that's a good job?
Well, we have to give a little more leeway. We don't have enough time to – because no one's been doing it for that long. A lot of these people are still somewhat relevant.
This is still new. Yeah, this is still
new. It's still a new thing. Mm-hmm. If we had to kind of clock it for today, it would be a O'Shea.
Yeah, because we know of those people.
It would be a Romeo. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. They kind of setting the bar right now. It's early.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying? Like, we haven't seen the Steph to Dell yet. You know what I'm saying?
It ain't been around that long for us to get that yet. That is true.
To Romeo's credit, he's been in much more than O'Shea has been in. O'Shea has been in bigger films.
Oh, Romeo doing his thing. I ain't knocking him. I just wanted to know how it was viewed. What was the perception of Lil Romeo?
Yeah.
And then also, the daughters are making noise. Look at Rev Run. Rev Run daughters have carved out a mean lane for themselves. Vanessa and Angela.
Yeah.
They super popular on social media without even necessarily the gimmicks that go along with that.
But that piggybacked off the show.
Well, yeah, you have to.
That came through strong in the show. His sons, he has to be disappointed in.
You see what I'm saying? Because it doesn't work. Diggy made a decent.
Diggy's doing all right.
What do they do?
Well, Diggy raps.
Crickets.
People like Diggy, though.
Wait a minute.
People like him because, like
Diggy raps. Yeah. Not the little one. That's the little one, right?
It's Russie. Diggy raps.
You clearly watched the show. You got the damn DVD box set, number one.
No DVD player in my house.
Number two.
JoJo was his boy.
JoJo was trash.
JoJo tried to rap.
Diggy could rap for real, though.
Diggy could rap, but it wasn't successful. He had a copy, paste, and nigga, that was it. That was 106 in Park.
No, I think he still has a little cult following.
He sound like Drake now.
I don't believe that.
You knew he rapped then. Look, you try to act like Diggy.
He sounds
like Drake.
He raps as much as Jay Electronica raps. Is what I'm saying.
No. I mean, when your dad real ruined, I guess you ain't got. I think that's probably what takes away from when you get kids like that.
And it's
that
easier for the women who aren't rapping. They're going to a different lane. They had pastry,
had clothing lines,
which they sold. You know, they sold it and got up out of there.
That's the standard. Yeah. I want my son or daughter to create a business that gets bought to sell and stay cash
that's
out.
The bar.
American way.
That's the bar.
Actually, that's the bar right there.
Reverend Daughters is the bar.
They said the
bar. I think Dame's son doing that. He got, what's his name, Boogie?
Yeah.
Boogie doing
Boogie's on Growing Up Hip Hop.
It's nowhere near the what.
Well, I'm talking about creating a business, selling and getting
out. What does he sell? That's the one who did cookies?
Yeah, he got his own. Like you say you just downplaying the shit out of his little cookies.
Cookies.
It wasn't with Angela and.
No, I'm just adding him to the pot.
I'm not knocking his cookie business.
Sounds like you're knocking his cookie business.
I just haven't heard had any of his cookies.
Clearly, the person that we really
Tim Treats.
I don't know about that. The person that we're kind of missing a little bit is Jay Prince's son, Jazz Prince, for discovering Drake.
Oh yeah,
that's huge.
Off top.
out the gate.
That's a forever check.
Grand opening, grand closing. He ain't got to do nothing else from here on out.
According to you, of course. We know that. You don't think so.
Yeah, of course. Right. Drake is Michael Jackson. We've said that on the show several times.
Oh, my goodness.
A cultural global phenomenon.
Oh, my God.
Believe that, minus the documentary.
Minus Jesus. The documentary.
Have y'all still tried to watch that?
Speaking of the documentary, I was going to ask about you get some knee pads.
Have y'all tried to watch?
Will not. Got some what passes?
It went over his head. Don't even worry about it. Listen.
Pause, though. Yeah, don't, these are just jokes.
Don't do that. Don't do that Michael Jackson documentary, guys. Let me refresh y'all with that again.
Yeah. Oh, we can. So what about baby son, Wayne?
Ba-doom ting. Are you here all night?
Yeah, man. Hey,
yeah. Nah, that was a good one, though. BG song rap, though. We keeping it hot, boys. Did y'all know that?
No, nigga.
T.Y.?
You the only one who know anything.
BG and T.Y.
Cash Money.
Cash Money.
That's his name. Lil Soulja Slim rap.
Lil Soulja Slim. Like, see, I don't need none of that.
And that's his name, Lil Soulja Slim.
I don't need Lil Soulja Slim rapping. I don't need Lil T.Y. equals BG rapping. I don't need any of that, bro.
I don't think they're waiting on you to approve it, though.
You're absolutely right about that. But as a fan, like,
what you mean you don't need it?
What I mean is, at least come up with a better name, bro. Like, at least. At man, the very least,
I'm saying,
when I'm rolling through my iTunes and I'm looking through my title, like, at least don't be Lil Easy E. And I'm like,
to be fair, what though, he sounds like. No, to be fair, though, they both passed away.
Yeah.
They both passed away.
BG? So
he's not Lil BG, he's T.Y.
T.Y. Yeah. T.Y. equals BG some kind
right.
of way.
So
are you talking about BG and Easy E?
Soulja Slim.
Soulja Slim. I mean, excuse me. That's even more disrespectful.
That's paying homage.
For sure. That's exactly
it's paying homage. It may not work. Listen, that's going to skew me a certain way if I do see it across my iTunes. My expectations are going to be at a certain level that probably are not going to be able to match.
Right.
So, yeah, it does blow it in that sense, but I get why they would do that. They're paying homage.
I don't know, guys.
What about T.I. Kids? Damani?
Yeah, Damani rap.
Damani rap. He had a couple of model.
He had a couple. Why? He's a model?
Yeah, one of them a model. The one with the big hair. The youngest.
Oh, you talking about King?
Yeah, yeah. That
yeah,
one,
but right. The other one produced on T.I.'s last album. The one who looks like T.I. Yeah.
Oh, that's what's up, really?
Sure, yeah, he had sure a track on T.I. last album.
Oh, that's dope. I didn't know that.
Yeah, but Damani actually can rap, though.
He sounds pretty
good for his age
group. Yeah, he can
for
rap.
His age group, I think he's good. And T.I., he put a long Instagram post up the other day where he was talking about how surprised he was. I remember, I used to watch Family Hustle. I remember when he first told him that he wanted to rap and how T.I. handled it. T.I. didn't want him to do it, but he didn't deter him from doing it, and he provided him with everything he needed. And when the song was bad, T.I. let him know that the song was bad. He gave him some pointers. And here we are, what, 6-7 years later, and he has a sustainable
polished
rap
sound.
Career. Yeah. And, like, he getting booked, and he busy.
Yeah. So
why didn't he want to rap? Do you remember?
He didn't want him going through the politics and the things. Like what I said essentially in the beginning, he didn't want him going through the things in which he had to go through to be there, and he felt that I've rapped and I've done this and I kind of catapulted us to this level.
So you wouldn't.
I want you to do something to take the family to this level. Like, well, if I rapped and I was able to make you an artist, or excuse me, I was able to make it as an artist, I want you to go to school and be a doctor or a lawyer or something of that ilk.
But just politics.
That's what it was. I think
that's what I mean. That's how he put it when he was when I watched.
Well, I thought
it.
When he watched it, he just didn't think that Damani took it serious. At
he
first.
Didn't think that he was good when he was like, okay, I got it. But originally, he was like, nah, I would rather you do something else.
Yeah.
But he didn't think he was good. And he like gave him the studio time and shit and like that.
There's politics to everything, though. I mean, in everything that has levels to be successful. Like, you know what I'm saying? I don't want you to rap. I want you to be a CEO of your own company. You like that take politics to all of that.
That's,
has
that's
downsides
true.
To it. And everybody damn sure can't be no doctor or lawyer.
Not
like, let's
true.
Not let me not finna just put that on any damn body.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
But
so,
if you don't have to worry about student loans and paying back $200,000 to go to law school, to go to medical school, and you have the luxury of your parent to be able to provide for you while you're there, it's a route that you could take that would be a lot more.
You can play offense a little more.
If that's what you want to do.
If that's what you want to do.
Yeah, right. For sure.
If that's where your passion lies.
If you're passionate in that.
That's right. Yeah.
Real quick, before we go to this next music break, what are the odds that Jay-Z's
Young Sir. Young Sir
or
Carter.
Or Ivy, or Blue Ivy, or any one of his kids rap.
I think
she's already rapped, though.
I think Blue Ivy definitely is going to do something in the entertainment field just because we've been exposed to her so much already. And I think like she's booming with personality. I ain't never heard her talk, but like she just
That's what I was about to say. You know,
I ain't never heard her talk, but just like her facial expressions and every way that you see her, and the internet memes that have been made up just based off her facial expression, kind of give her this personality. And I feel like that she's gonna play into that once she's out and exposed to people. as Jay-Z and Beyonce wanted to, but I don't think Jay-Z's son could rap. Like, that's one thing you probably wouldn't want to take on.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to take, for sure.
That's like Jordan's son. Like, like
saw what happened to him.
To do something. Yeah.
With Jeffrey Jordan. Yeah, and
young Jeffrey.
At the trophy room. Shout out to the trophy room.
Shout out to the trophy room in Florida.
Yeah.
It's a clothing store.
Sneaker store, yeah.
It's his?
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Let's go. What's this next music break, man? What we got?
We have a young rapper out of Detroit, Michigan. Shout out to the 313 by the name of 42 Doug.
I don't know if it's Doug or Doug.
Doug or Doug.
I think it's Doug.
Doug, okay. 42 Doug. Doug. He's Yo Gotti's newest signee. This one is featuring Yo Gotti. It's called You Da One.
Let's hear it.
I used to get the pay when I was young.
Me too.
Yeah. Now I do it for my son. Everybody behind me like I'm the one.
You will, nigga.
No strap, gon' get it done. Double back, but bring a ton. Catch him lacking, we gon' punish you. Sold him one, but yeah, I fronted too. Ran it up in a money suit, no mask on, just a monkey suit.
Fuck facts. Look, my little bitch in the D. Brand. She a nurse in the day. Oh, yeah. My little doggy from the East just put me up on a plate. My OG and them A were meeting them back in the day. When you sign with me, that shit come with a brick in the K.
My little freaky bitch Tasha used to hang with the Kasha. Now she one on one and mix, and I ain't talking no pasta. Yeah, I'm serving them Rasha. All they copping is bills. Yeah, they legal 24, and that's on top of the 12. They play my shit in the county, bitch. I'm on top of the jail. They say that letter was loud. I got them watching the mail.
I ain't dropped in a year, so the streets been fiending. I hop out that road truck, going sliding a demon. I'm in a triple white ghost, snowing, slope. Yeah, I fuck with the D, I done the same days low. Ask niggas talking big work, and they ain't never sold dope. My niggas doing fair time, and I'm just here to give them hope.
I broke 100 grams of tank, I didn't think I knew the ropes. I got a blender in my suitcase, can get it to you for the 2-8. Bitch saying I'm two-faced, that debit card, my new bae. Once that wire touch, I'm good. I ain't put shit up, baby, I'm good.
We are back. That was 42 Doug. I'm not 100% sure. Featuring Yo Gotti, You Da One. How you feel about that, sir?
I like it. And I like the do y'all want to have a Yo Gotti conversation? We have time.
I want to know what you think about the song and the artist first.
The song cool. The song is cool. The song is a cool Yo Gotti featured artist song that we hear every 18 months from a Yo Gotti artist. It's cool.
I like it. I thought the song was hard. I thought the video was hard. Nice back and forth action, Red and Meth style. I thought it was dope.
Red and Meth style.
Yeah, that shit was hard.
It's high praise.
Video was dope, too.
Yeah, high energy record. I like it. I like the back and forth, for sure.
Well, yeah. Now, what's your Yo Gotti thing? You wouldn't sign a Yo Gotti?
No, absolutely it's,
look
not.
Who it's worked for, though. Look at the track record.
Who? Who's it working for?
Moneybag Yo.
Yeah, where are those people?
He didn't sign with Yo Gotti, though.
He ain't CMG?
No, he did not.
With CMG.
No, he did not.
Are you sure?
I'm positive. Moneybag Yo did not sign a Yo Gotti.
I thought it was CMG.
No, Black Youngster signed with him.
Black Youngster, too. That's another one.
I just think that CMG, like, artists go there to die. Like, just going all the way back to Star Lido, I think that he finds talented artists that are good in his space, and he sucks all the talent that he can out of them, and it goes into his career, and he never does anything for
like
the
Puff.
Artists.
To a certain
extent. Puff, because Puff gonna at least make
harsh
you a star.
Yo Gotti. I don't see that.
Puff at least gonna make you a star. I feel like the Moneybag Yo momentum kind of slowed down once he started associating with him. I feel the same thing about Lito. I feel like the
Zedzilla.
And I just feel like that he kind of takes momentum from artists, the young artists that he signs, and he kind of halts it and takes that momentum and uses it for his career.
Well, the Moneybag. He didn't sign it. Him.
Moneybag Yo is in a new video with him and Lil Baby.
Yeah, but he didn't sign
He's
Moneybag.
He's associated
Yo.
With CMG.
Yeah, but
that's all I'm saying.
After that record, though, he still was going. He had a lot of steam after that Yo Gotti
right
record.
Right now. I mean, does he have steam?
Yeah, he did all right last year.
Right now.
Yeah, but Yo
2019,
he's
dude.
He's okay. But Yo Gotti didn't sign him, though.
But he
Black Youngster has some steam.
Black
though.
Youngster has steam,
since
too.
He started
But those are the type of artists that had nothing to do with Yo Gotti.
Yeah, I can't expect a long career of Black Youngster, I'm going to be honest.
I say y'all saying that he fishes in the pond where he can only use them for so long that he throws them back.
No, I'm saying, but the examples you gave, Moneybag Yo and All-Star are two different,
The examples that I'm giving are talented young artists that could have had a more lucrative career until they start messing with Yo Gotti, and then it went to a halt once they got there.
But what I'm saying, your assessment is incorrect.
Because how?
Because what you said is Yo got used Moneybag Yo
used
and
Moneybag
used
Yo.
All-Star.
I would any one of his artists name Zedzilla. What's the dude name y'all just talked about?
Black Youngster.
Any one of them.
But my point is, so if I use Black Youngster and Moneybag Yo,
okay,
they doing all right. I can't say that Yo Gotti has failed.
Okay, let me put it this way for you.
That's true.
If JID had a song like Booty, he would not be in the same position that Black Youngster is now, because J. Cole would have made sure that off of that song, his artist was a bigger artist coming off of it.
I can't do what ifs. I hate doing what ifs. So,
but I'm giving you an example.
No, I disagree, because J.I.D. had a tough.
He ain't had a song. He had two singles. He ain't had a song hotter than Black Youngster's hottest song.
No, but I'm saying, but that's not Yoga. Is that Yo Gotti's fault?
Yes, that's his artist. That's your job. You signed to my label.
Snooty Wild too. That's another one. I don't know where he at.
I don't know that.
That's all I'm saying.
I don't know. You're reaching. You like Mr. Fantastic with that.
I don't think that you're giving enough credit because you like Yo Gotti, man.
No. I just gave you an example.
Like, people have big hits around him. Like, he surrounds himself with talented guys, and then once that talent gets around him, it doesn't extend beyond that circle.
I mean, I disagree. All
right. Well, you can't outshine the master, though. That's 48 laws of power.
I don't want my master in a position where I can't be no bigger than a regional star.
But that Moneybagg Yo record he had with Moneybagg Yo, after that, Moneybagg Yo had a couple of records.
Yeah, now he's been pretty relevant. Yeah, a few of them. I wouldn't say he's not relevant.
I would say he's sustaining his course. I wouldn't say that he's on the rise anymore.
Let's talk about two artists that are sustaining their course right now before we get out of here. Big Sean, he's prepping his fifth album as we speak. He's been putting some snippets up on IG. He's been doing, he just had a birthday too. Happy birthday to him. Also, Wale is in the process of making his sixth album. He is on record saying that he is struggling to complete it. Now, my question is, for these two artists, who has more pressure to deliver a fire album?
Big Sean. Big Sean, because he hasn't dropped any music as far as that bullshit tape that he came out with Metro Boomin or whoever it was.
Wow.
He ain't done anything of relevance since then, even before then. And it's just time as an MC of that ilk for him to come out and further cement himself in that category. I feel like Wale, like I always say, has so many branches that he can go off into once music is over with. So it really doesn't matter if an album hits or misses. We seen that last year. He put out several songs, several different projects. He got several different people called classics under his belt. So it don't matter if the sixth album from Wale hit or miss, but for Big Sean, I think this is the next step in his career.
Yeah, I think it's Big Sean as well, though, just because his expectations are higher for him. We're looking at him to take that ascension, when it will happen. We keep asking for it to happen. So he's in a position where he's got the most to lose, in my opinion. I think the expectations for Wale, I don't think he has any. I think people expect him to do him, and he does him best. He's got a song that's kind of bubbling right now with Megan Thee Stallion that people are really fucking with. So he's doing him. I think he'll be fine. It's Big Sean that I'm more, air quote, worried about because he's got higher expectations. I expect way more than him. I feel like he should be an A-lister, and he hasn't quite hit that pinnacle yet. And so I'm looking for him to make that next step, and I think a lot of people are looking at Sean to make that next step. But shout out to him, though. His birthday is the day before mine.
Yeah. I definitely think Big Sean has a little more pressure, but I think Wale is right behind him because this album, for both projects have to deliver for these two artists.
Yeah.
But I can understand why people say that about Big Sean, because we've seen what a great album from Big Sean can look like.
This is true.
Yes.
And after that came out, he didn't deliver the same. So
I like that. I decided, though. I still like it, though.
I like the album, but it just wasn't Dark Sky Paradise.
The difference between those two albums, Kanye West produced Dark Sky Paradise. He executive produced it.
Yeah, we know you would.
How
point
you feel
that
about
out.
That?
You would point that out for
your
sure.
Your favorite Big Sean album, Kanye West produced that shit. You're welcome.
Yeah, that's what he does best, produce. If he would shut up and produce, I wouldn't have any problem with him.
Moving on, man. On Decker of the Week, before we get out of here, we're going to YouTube. Shout out to homie Fade Eastwood. He said, woo. That's how you got to say W-H-E-E-E-E-W. That's woo. Appreciate that shout out. Still the best and only podcast I watch and listen to.
Shout out Fate, man. That's my guy.
We appreciate that, man. Producer of the intro music, Fate Eastwood.
Also, shout out at 239 Hurst, my guy on Twitter, holding it down. He was happy that you were locked out of your house because all the Boosie hating that you come up with. So shout out to him, man. He's been holding us down for a long time. Long time listener to the On Deck TV podcast, man. Y'all go follow at 239 Hurst.
Absolutely, man. We appreciate that.
RST.
Music picks, what we got, sir? What's out? What's coming out?
Yes, we have a few albums coming out this week. If I have them pull up here. Last week, we forgot about Don Tripp Don't Feed the Gorillas.
Yep.
Shout out to Memphis. I like Don Tripp a lot.
Did you listen to the album?
Only a couple of songs. I haven't listened to it in entirety.
It's okay. The song with Juicy J is banging.
Yeah. Shout out to Juicy J. He just keeps ticking. We have Yellow Wolf with Trunk Music 3 coming out.
Trunk Music. Squad Cub, man.
Yeah.
Cook Up Boss.
Yeah. Sweetie or Swati. I forgot how you pronounce her name.
Saweetie,
yeah. She's coming out with Icy on Friday. Bootsy Badass. Badass 3.5 is coming out.
I was so disappointed in that Bonnie and Clyde song.
Yeah. Oh, my God. So you should be happy Bootsy coming out. Yeah.
And nah, if that single has anything to do with the album, I'm disappointed.
That's your man.
Yeah. That's definitely my guy.
Anything else, man? Rich the Kid came out last week.
Yes, I'm definitely not a Rich the Kid fan at all. But
I gave that a listen. It was some little cool. The problem with Rich the Kid is he's rapping fantasy shit, and he's got real life shit going on, and that is just like he has a real life Instagram relationship going on with a kid on the way in the whole nine. But he still raps fantasy shit. Well, it gives it zero replay value.
Oh, he's rapping like he got a lot of hoes, but
yeah,
he don't got
it's
one.
Just stupid. Yeah, it's just cool.
Rich the Kid was canceled for me a long time ago when I saw him hop over that Starbucks counter to run away from Lil Uzi.
That's that too. he was lame for that.
Yes,
too.
Sir. You get no play in my ride.
What you got on deck for
that's
the weekend?
Funny. I'm getting out on the golf course this weekend, man. If the weather, what are you loading for? If the weather holds up, man, hopefully I can get me some holes in there. So what you got up?
I'm going to try to hit the movies up, man. One of my favorite directors is dropping Beach Bum movie. I'm interested in seeing that. I'm hoping it came out down here. It's supposed to be in limited theaters.
It's called Beach Bum?
Uh-huh. With Matthew McConaughey and Martin. Y'all ain't seen that?
Nope.
Well, it's from dude that did Spring Breakers and Kids. He cold, so I'm going to fuck with that. What you got on deck?
Catching up on this March Madness on Friday night for sure. A lot of games taking place. And just gonna that's it.
1 week closer to the Game of Thrones.
Oh my God! On that note,
winter is almost here.
Yes,
we ain't got no point to that bullshit. y'all do us a favor: youtube.com/ondecktvpodcast. Get your subscribe on. Go to iTunes, like, rate, and comment. We appreciate all of those comments. We are cooking right now, man. We're looking good early in the year.
We appreciate
y'all. Keep that up.
Y'all go to YouTube, also comment, and go to the Rap Chat comment. Join in the conversation. Let us know what you're thinking about the episodes, how you can add into the topic. Let us know, man. We appreciate everybody that tunes in. This has been the On Deck TV Podcast, and we're out.
Holla.
Good morning. Oh, and in case I don't see you, good afternoon, good evening, and good night.